Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We have spent so much time fighting fake enemies, creating fake enemies, fighting fake enemies we've funded and created. I'm convinced that the reason USAID pumped so much money into the Taliban, including when we were still fighting them, this was going on when Trump was president. I don't think he knew what they were doing. They were, you know, the poppy trade? We funded that. Oh, we built them all new modern irrigation systems and increased their harvest by 8 times. They took the money, put it into IEDs, and blew our troops' legs off. Well, who was funding them? Well, the shadow Democrat Party. Even though Trump was in charge at the time, USAID was run by Democrats. Why do we do that? I'm convinced it was to keep the war going, knowing we would defeat the Taliban if we didn't support them. And that would mean, I don't think Trump did this, I think the Democrats did this. And that would mean the military-industrial complex contractors who do the supply lines, the medevac, all of that would be out of work. And I think we're so good when we want to, we can defeat our enemies quickly. And that's why we have to fund them. We've been propping up the Taliban, which, by the way, is running terror training camps, since that country collapsed. $2.3 billion, again, funneled to them by USAID. Finally took Representative Nancy Mace. And she had her bill killed again and again and again. She kept bringing it back up in committee to outlaw. No. Taliban, designated terror org. It's illegal to fund them. We will stop. And that means Congress isn't going to outright fund them, but USAID isn't going to do it either or any other agency. This is the stupidity, okay? This is why we're hated around the world. Because outside of the bubble of American media, real things are told. And this is what drives people like me crazy. You want to know what they're doing right now? We're at a jihadist to kill. So we had to make some more. And we are right now. We put the leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria, who was the head of the Al-Nusra Front, who killed so many of our soldiers in Iraq fighting for Al-Qaeda. We went, you know what? He's actually kind of a great guy. We'll take him off the terror watch list there. I'll just give him a country. He's got Syria now. And he started off by mass killing the Christians. That was great. Tens of thousands of them. And now Saudi Arabia said to Trump, well, you know, you want the petrodollar back. You got to recognize that as a real country, despite all the terror camps they're running in there now. And Trump had to do it. Or the printing press is going to die. Petrodollar will die. Joe Biden screwed that up. That was the price of coming back into the fold. And what did Al-Qaeda do to repay us? International Al-Qaeda. Because they have a country now. They never had one until Joe Biden gave them one in Syria and we helped overthrow Assad. What do they get for that? What do we get for that? Trump recognizes Al-Qaeda, which now has a country. We're going to pay dearly for that. A lot of people going to die because of that. Americans as well. What was their thank you to Trump last week? Anybody know? Yeah, they threatened to kill him. Yeah, Al-Qaeda's trying to kill Trump again. And they'll have training camps with which to do it. They could either choose Syria or the Taliban training camps that USAID funded. See how this works? We have fake enemies. We have to pay our enemies to kill us in order to prop up the military-industrial complex. While our actual enemies are allowed to prosper with $300 billion from the Biden administration and pallets of cash from Barack Obama, Iran. I guess you could say we're building up a fake enemy there too, except they've become quite real. So while you can't name a single strike on us or death in any kind of military attack by Russia, there isn't one. You won't find it. Some people of Americans have fared badly in their prisons. That's it. Let's go through Iran, shall we? 63 victims, including 17 Americans, killed in the 1983 truck bombing outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. 220 Marines, 18 Navy sailors, and 3 Army soldiers murdered in 1983 when 2 truck bombs exploded outside a Marine barracks in Beirut. 2 Americans killed in 1984 suicide car bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. 19 Americans killed, Khobar Towers bombing 1996. 603 American service members, yes, that's right, 603 American service members killed in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-made improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. 3 Americans killed January 2024 in a drone attack in Jordan near the border with Syria by 2 Iranians. Americans killed and taken hostage October 7th, over 20 of those, but it was Biden. Nobody cared. Iranian plot to assassinate President Trump, Pompeo, and other Americans. Yes, we have them in federal prison right now. There's 3 of them in federal prison awaiting trial. A 4th escaped back to Iran. The Houthis have hit U.S. ships 319 times, including our naval vessels, with a U.S. Brigadier General saying it's only a matter of time before they sunk one. Iran's leaders incessantly shouting death to America and calling USA the big Satan. And folks, the big one, Iran's intercontinental ballistic missile stockpile, not needed for Israel. They're on the same continent. Where's that to send the missiles? Anybody know? It'll be fine. Let's go back to pummeling Russia for doing nothing to us. Why do you need intercontinental ballistic missiles? They have a stockpile to hit us. And of course, their leaked plans for detonating an EMP over America and knocking out our grid. But no, let's focus on our fake enemies. Let's do that. While our real ones prosper. So for once, for one time, Trump has this one precious chance to take out a real enemy. Or at least to take away and defang them and take away what makes them so dangerous.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Longest day of the year today. Shame that couldn't happen on a Saturday, but hey, I'll take it on a Friday. At least it's not happening on a Monday. Okay, I told you this drama would ensue. And right on cue, folks. I know the media. I know the climate propagandists. They're in a full-on panic right now. I mean, they're very freaked out because they've got to keep Americans from finding out it's getting colder in a dramatic way. Doesn't feel like that this week, but it is. One of the biggest news stories of this year, I mean, it's got to be top 10. And we haven't gotten to the end of this year yet, but it's got to be top 10, is the ice age that we are in, that we are in the beginning of. Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Something happened that was first documented in 2023. We didn't catch it till now. The polar ice caps, north and south, began doing something we haven't seen them do in our lifetimes at the rate they're doing it. They're thickening. And not just getting thicker, at a record-breaking pace. A record-breaking pace. We have documented that so many ways on the show. And I told you, the second we hit record temperatures or near record temperatures or any kind of heat wave into summer, it will happen. It is summer, after all. By the way, today is the first day of summer. They would make much hay of it while the mainstream media blacks out to major studies. By the way, what makes these studies such a big deal of the thickening of the ice sheets? Do you know where the data comes from? NASA. It's NASA's own data. Our government's been mum on it because the left has to continue the climate scam. Got to continue it because of their zeal and determination to do what Marx told them to do from the beginning, seize control of the means of production. That's the grid and the food. They need climate change to do that. They need to get you into an electric vehicle so that when they turn off the electricity through attrition based on climate change, they can then dictate, well, you only get to drive Tuesday and Thursday. Sorry, there's not enough electricity. Got to fight the climate change. It's not happening. In fact, we could use a little more. Record ice sheet gain. Why? It's getting colder. But we're going to still have some record temperatures along the way. And sure enough, the National Weather Service is full on with drama, putting out an advisory warning people in areas of extreme heat. Avoid coffee, alcohol. These things dehydrate. Avoid meals high in protein. Eat the bugs. And don't abandon your kids and pets in hot cars. Probably good advice for any day of the summer, not just this week. So National Weather Service going full drama because it's a bunch of climate hacktivists in there warning people in areas of extreme heat to avoid heavy foods. You should avoid coffee, even iced coffee. You could die from the heat. They're trying to cover this up any way they can. They will not tell you it's getting cooler. In fact, from what I can tell, we lost an entire month of the harvest season this year. It's pushed back. It's going to cause food problems in terms of prices going up a little because the yield's not going to be the same. And that's why we've had meteorologist Tony Dale on to explain. By the way, all of this is happening because global warming, carbon emissions do not drive temperature. That's a lie. Solar activity does. And solar activity has changed dramatically, and you could see it automatically. One of the really cool things, if you go back in my Battleground America podcast with the search feature, is Tony Dale, not just this year, but last year before those ice core studies even came out, telling us this is what's going to happen. We're getting colder. You're going to see it. You're going to start to see the ice pick up. You're going to start to see these signs of extreme cold compared to where we were. Before any of those studies came out, and he said, I could tell from the solar activity, damn it, didn't if it didn't happen. So we had Tony back on, last week? To take a victory lap. It's just amazing that he was able to figure this out. But he said, yeah, I've always looked at the weather patterns with the sun. The other really cool thing that's going on right now, if you just are, you know, into the weather like I am, and because you're always planning outdoor stuff or you're growing things, you've noticed the weather forecasts are incredibly undependable compared to before. Now, we used to be able to, nail on Saturday morning if there was going to be a severe rainstorm on Saturday afternoon. We can't do it anymore. Have you noticed this? We used to have same-day weather forecasting down to a science. We really did. Have you noticed what's been going on with these afternoon severe storms? They won't even realize it until noon or 1 o'clock that it's coming. And they'll quick change their 0% of rain weather forecast or 5% of rain to severe thunderstorm warning. I've never seen that in my life. And that's why I originally had Tony on. I'm like, why can't they get the weather right anymore? I can't even go hiking. I said, they used to be able to get it the day before. And today they're not so good for 5 days out there, you know, okay at it. And he said, because they're still using the models, the old models, and the solar activity's changed. And that's why it's so bad. That's why they are missing these again and again and again. It keeps happening. And then they'll real quick rush out severe thunderstorm warning. At 8 a.m. this morning, you didn't have rain in the forecast. That's why all of this is happening. Anyway, they got to cover it up. They know they got to cover it up. They've invested so much in the global warming scam. And by the way, you know why they called it climate change? Why they changed to climate change? It was because it wasn't warming anymore. We haven't had significant warming since 2007, when it just kind of averaged out and stopped. Well, what you're seeing is the progression of that as it gets colder. If you want a really good source on this, you're thinking, well, I want to share this. And a lot of you are texting me that. New York Post did a huge layout on both of them, both of the polls, the ice thickening. And you can just put in New York Post and they'll both come up. You can share them with your friends and family who still think that there's global warming. The headline is Arctic ice has made a surprising rebound in mass. Yes, a record-breaking rebound. This is why the FBI had to censor them. Articles like this. And then a follow-up article the next week. Surprise, ice is rebounding at both poles. Climate is more complex than we know. And you'll find both those articles. And that is why the weather forecasts are whack. And why they're lying right now. So they're going to play this up big with their drama. Oh, no coffee, no alcohol. You could die from the blasting furnace of heat. We need the blasting furnace of heat. Because otherwise we're going to see more ice formation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.